This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. This month, we're talking again with SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for taking the time.
Glad to be here.
We have watched over the last week or so a couple of credit rating agencies either give a warning or flat out downgrade Southern Illinois University's credit, as well as some other universities across the state. A lot of people hear this and they think, oh no, here's more bad news, more financial bad news. Can you kind of give us an update on what does this mean for SIU?
Sure. Provide a little background in that regard. Many people who are following this inside baseball know that Moody's had announced last week that they're going to be looking at rating all of the public universities, which they track here in Illinois, once again within the next 90 days or so. We don't know, of course, where that will go. But they've made clear in their announcement that they're going to be taking another look at all of us. Of course, Standard & Poor's last week downgraded SIU, and we knew this was coming. Obviously, there are ratings calls that are held. We provide data, as do all of the universities, to these ratings agencies. From the standpoint of, you know, day-to-day operations, it really doesn't have a great deal of impact. Life goes on. There's nothing that's essentially triggered by a ratings downgrade. But I would suggest to you there are a couple of things that come out of this that are quite concerning, one of which has to do with the fact that if we would need to acquire additional debt, if we had to take on more long-term debt, it will drive the price of doing that considerably higher. A lower credit rating, in essence, communicates more risk to borrowing, in this case by SIU. So those individuals who buy bonds want a premium paid for that. They want to receive more money for carrying that debt, and it drives up the cost of borrowing. Now, at SIU, we don't anticipate going out for long-term debt probably for at least another fiscal year. Plus, it would be certainly not until FY19 that we might be looking at some sort of bond issuance for longer-term debt. But it also has, you know, some impact, at least in terms of the thinking of those who might be looking at somewhat shorter-term instruments with us. For instance, we've talked about the fact that we're looking at a public-private partnership, for instance, for construction of new student housing to replace the towers over on the east side of the SIUC campus. This could make that deal tougher to do. Obviously, we haven't gone out to select a partner for that process yet. We're in the midst of that right now. But that could hang that up to some degree and make that sort of deal harder to do. We're also still trying to look at a lease purchase financer for the acquisition of some airplanes that the SIUC aviation program needs for student flight training. And we haven't been able to get that done as facilely as we would have in the past. It's not that we don't have any options there, but what would be something easily handled in previous years is now taking much more work, digging and tougher agreements to put in place. But the second thing beyond that issue of making debt tougher to take on and more costly to service, beyond that is the second issue that it just adds to the continuing crisis of confidence in Illinois public higher education. And as the news gets out about that, students and families see it, it just continues to reinforce a narrative out there of not investing in Illinois public higher education, whether you're taking on the debt or whether you're thinking about coming here as a student. And we have to continually fight that. We will in this case. As I've said many times, we're not an existential crisis. The doors will be open at SIU, and we will be able to teach programs that we admit students to. But when you hear this continual pounding that takes place, the latest being the credit issue, we just have to keep doubling down and reinforcing the message that we're here to stay.
Now, if you were to translate this to, you know, the average person, this could be similar to having a lower credit score, which makes a mortgage harder to
right.
get, a car loan
right.
harder to
right.
get. You go to a financial planner
That's
and
right.
they tell you, this is what you have to do to get your
yes.
credit score back up. So what does SIU have to do to get that score back
what
up?
What SIU has to do to get its score back up is something that it's done once before. What a lot of listeners don't know is that we went through the recession back in 2007, and then particularly hitting hard in 2008, we had our credit rating pulled down for SIU based upon some of the same factors that we're experiencing now. Over the years, as we got through that crisis, as some cost cutting was done and efficiencies were gained, we were able to build that credit rating back up over the years. So that at the point we came coming out, you know, getting out of the recession and getting through that crisis, we were able to work back up the notches. Now, it's really an issue surrounding the state budget impasse, the fact that we haven't had consistent, predictable operating cash coming to us from state appropriations. That, in conjunction with the enrollment challenges here at the Carbondale campus, have put us back in the box again and suffering these downgrades. So it's really going to be getting through this budget stalemate, this state crisis we have, getting state support coming back to us in a predictable fashion and having us adjust to that and becoming more sustainable, and then also continuing to tackle the enrollment problem that we have at Carbondale. It doesn't mean having to go back to 22 or 24,000, but getting that trajectory turned around so we're starting to grow students once again to some better spot than we are now. If we get that done, then over the next, you know, I would say 3 to 5 years, you would see that credit rating start to come back again. But we're getting buffeted by winds, most of which are out of our control at this point.
So one of the people that will have to deal with this is the next permanent chancellor
yes.
at SIU Carbondale, and that process is going on now to select that
yes.
person. Two people have already interviewed. We've got two more in
yes.
this week. What are you looking for in that next chancellor?
You know, I've said this a couple of times, and you work from the assumption that the people at this stage of being a finalist have the requisite skill set, the technical competency, all of the things in terms of a knowledge and skill base that you would expect to see in a successful chancellor. And certainly the four finalists, now down to three given the withdrawal of one, can fulfill that role. They will serve certainly quite competently given the credentials that they bring to the position as finalists. But for me, we've got to have continuity on this campus. We have to end the revolving door of chancellors that's gone on really here at SIUC for 20 plus years. There has to be a hand-in-glove working relationship between the president, myself, the system office, and the chancellor and the campus level. And that has been challenged really if you go back some number of years and look at the relationships there. And that has to get solved with this higher. So it's obviously why it's very important for me to spend sufficient time with these candidates and get to know all of them well, in addition to the campus constituencies as a whole, as a community, also taking their stock of these individuals to come up with the best person for the position. But for me, beyond the givens that have to be there to be a credible candidate, we have to have somebody willing to commit, willing to stay the course and see us through the challenges that we have in front of us for a goodly number of years ahead.
And you expect that person to be selected before you and I speak again, probably mid-May?
I'm hoping that we can come together in mid-May. We've been talking with trustees about a date for a special meeting, and I would guess at this point we'll be honing in somewhere around the week of May 8th. Actually commencement week here at SIU Carbondale. But as we've talked to trustees, we think we'll be in a position to have an action for them on the chancellor hire, as well as to come back and do a vote on the financial sustainability issue for SIU Carbondale, to wit, the borrowing from unrestricted reserves at the Edwardsville campus to provide some operating measure for SIU Carbondale to get us through this fiscal year.
certainly a lot of things coming up. It is the end of the school year.
And all of the excitement that portends, too, with activities and events and award ceremonies. And you know, we've got to remember what we are as a university. Keep doing that work. Keep celebrating what we accomplish. And it's a great season to work at a university, and we've got to keep that in mind, too, as we go through all of this.
I know you're busy. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Take care.